A new migrant crisis unfolding in Central America, where thousands of undocumented Cubans are now stranded on a grueling journey they hope will end in the United States. It comes as some in Congress now say a longstanding immigration policy that gives Cubans favorable treatment needs to change. Gabe Gutierrez reports from Panama near the border with Costa Rica.
In the sweltering Panamanian heat, the wait is stifling. And for five-year-old twins Sabrina and Serena Garcia, there's no end in sight. Their grandmother says she's enduring the journey to give them a better life. They're among the nearly 3,000 undocumented Cuban migrants trapped in Panama, struggling to reach the United States.
There are more than 1,400 migrants in this camp alone. Every few days, some of the more vulnerable women and children are bused to a nearby hotel. But more are arriving every day.
Several children and a couple adults on the pontoons.
For decades, Cuban refugees have made the treacherous trek to the U.S. by sea. Now, many are risking it by land. They fly to South American countries like Guyana, then trudge through Central America and Mexico. But in November, Nicaragua shut its border. Now Costa Rica has done the same, forcing a new bottleneck in Panama. The only hope that Cubans have is to get to the United States, says Miguel Vivas. He brought his 7-year-old daughter, Melanie, through Ecuador. He doesn't see himself as an economic refugee, but a political one. Many of the migrants say the urgency is due in part to the U.S. and Cuba's renewed diplomatic ties. Rumors are swirling the so-called wet foot, dry foot policy, which allows Cuban immigrants preferential treatment once they reach U.S. soil, could soon change. But for now, these Cubans are risking the journey despite roadblocks. And these twins remain in limbo. Gabe Gutierrez, NBC News, Paso Canoas, Panama.